Okay, there are three shmuzim here, which I had heard. This is really end of zman shmuz, so it's not on the parsha. But I'm pretty sure I heard two of them, b'shem Rabbi Rausch in Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure I heard it b'shem him, and here obviously hear the shmuz from him. I can't be sure either that I'm saying over his shmuz, so I take full responsibility. And then the third one from the Roshiva. And the only thing I had to figure out, since they're each saying a little bit different angle, they're not just three shmuzim saying the same thing. The only thing I had to figure out is which order to say them in, because the order makes a very big difference in terms of the sequence of the shmuz. So the order, we're going to do the Medrash Rabbah, the Reshiva's shmuz, and then the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so this you might remember a couple weeks ago. Hashem tells Moshe, Esfa li shiva shivim ish mizikni Yisrael. Gather for me 70 men from the zikni Yisrael, asher yadata ki heim zikni ha'am ashad rab, that you know that they're the zikni ha'am. What's shot that you know? So Rashi says, Osun shata makir, those that you recognize, benis Shenismanu, thank you, Aleim Shotrim Mitzrayim, they were appointed officers in Egypt, Babodis Perek, when they were working hard, V'hayu Merachim Aleim, and these Shotrim, these officers, had compassion on the Bnei Yisrael. Those the Egyptian taskmasters appointed Jewish officers who were going to police the Yidden, that they should produce the rations of bricks, whatever. And they, the Jewish Shotrim, had rachmanis on the Yidden, umukam ayadim. And instead of reporting that they were, who was short the rations, that they didn't produce enough, they wouldn't report who was short. Instead, they got lashed themselves. Shenema vayaku Shotrim Bnei Yisrael, that the Shomrei Yisrael were smitten, Yismanu Bigdulasan, appoint them to Gedula, appoint them to some hierarchy, Kederek Shenitzdar B'Tzarasan, which is like, sounds like Mida Keneged Mida, that they were anguished in pain. So because they were getting hit, and out of Rachmanis of Klal Yisrael, as a Mida Keneged Mida, they were later in the history of Klal Yisrael, they were restored to Gedula. They were repaid for this great act of Mesiras Nefesh. I know it's a long Medrash Rabbah, but it's not so difficult, but just to... but by the line where it has, where it's underlined, Vayu Ashokim Mukim Al Yeser Am, and the officer, the Jewish officers were hit for the people, they didn't give over. They didn't maser to the Egyptian taskmasters. The omrim, and they said, "Mutav anu lilkos vayikshkashlu yeser am." Better that we should get hit rather than give them up and cause them pain. Lefichach, therefore, Kishamra Kodesh Baruch Hu Esfali Shivim Ish Mizik Nisrael, when Baloska, so many parshas ago, wow, some shmos, when this happened till Baloska, it's a lot of months. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, gather for me 70 Ziknei Yisrael, Amar Moshe Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bono Sholem, any of them, Iroi Mina Eniroi, how am I supposed to figure out who the 70 Zikanim are? I can't know the difference. Everyone looks chashev. They're all wearing white shirts. Amrlo, Asher Yadata Kihem Ziknei Ham V'Shodrav. I'm telling you, Asher Yadata, the people that you know are the Ziknei Ham V'Shodrav. Osen has a kingdom by Shotim Shay Moshe Matsa Lilkos Alem Mitzrayim, the Maskones Alevenim. Those elders who were Moshe Nefesh to get hit by the whole Maisa with the bricks, Yavov Yitlu Bagdulazu, they should come and take their rightful honor. Lefichach Huomer, that's why Hashem says, Ashiyadata Kiyim Zikni Yom Vashotrav, that you know that there's Zikni Yom. Well, Lefisha Masu Atzim Lilkos Al Tzibur, because they sacrificed themselves to get hit for the Tzibur, Lefichach, therefore, Venosu Itchav Masa Am, they'll help you carry the nation, Lelamdacha, to teach you, Shehishvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu equated them, these Shotrim, with Moshe Rabbeinu themselves. Mikana Talamed, from here we see, Shekol Misha Moser Atzmo Yisrael, whoever is Moser Atzmo for a Yisrael, Zoche LeKavod L'Gdula L'Ruach HaKodesh, there's Zoche to honor and greatness and Ruach HaKodesh. V'kach Ktziv, that's why it says, Ashiyadata Kiyim Zikne Yom V'Shotrav, Mihem, who are they? Osan Shekosav Hen V'Yi, Yuku Shotrim Ne Yisrael. And the Marzu, he just says the Cheshbon that they had to produce 100 and they didn't produce 100, so they took the hit themselves. So there's Zoche to Mamish Ruach HaKodesh. Because I was a shoter. So let's say I was in charge of 10 people. Well, let's read the Barzu. Lo Yimosin Shlo Galu Shotrei Yisrael Anoksim. They didn't reveal Mihem Shlo Ishlimu Lanish Mihem Shlo Ishlimu, who did not complete their rations. Lanisham, to punish them. Kichol Shotrei Hayemuna L'Mashal Yud Anoshim. Each shoter was in charge of 10 people. Asher Kol Ish Hayetzarach Lasos Mei Levenim. Each one had to produce 100 bricks. So you owe me 1,000 levenim. Shaila Hamid that he had to produce. And if he would find out that this one didn't produce his 100, this fellow, so he would punish the Jew and not the officer. But if the officer, of course, is not going to say who, so then the shoter gets it. Okay, so sounds like pretty easy cheshbon. It comes out that here you have this shoter who absorbed the blows from one Jew. And from one Jew, he was zoche to this godless, this Ruach Kodesh, which is pretty remarkable, because we know that in order to reach Ruach HaKodesh, is perish. Mesilas Yesharim has a whole sequence how to reach Ruach HaKodesh. This is the famous Brisa, Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah brings you to Zahiris, which Zahiris brings you to Zrizis, to Nikias, to Precious, to Tahara, to Chasidus, to Anova, to Yiras Chet, to Kedusha, and Kedusha Mevila De Ruach HaKodesh, and then there's Tchias HaMesim, but basically, the highest madrega in this world is you reach Ruach HaKodesh. Doesn't say anything about their Torah here. Doesn't say that they were, it could be the part of Ruach HaKodesh. I assume including the Ruach HaKodesh, maybe you know Torah also. Could be, but doesn't say anything about their Torah. But here we see that there's Zoche to this Ruach HaKodesh. And it sounds like just you're Moser Nefesh for one Yid. A person's Moser Nefesh. Does a B'davka have to be that they're going to hit you? It doesn't say they were going to kill them. I presume they weren't going to kill them. They were going to hit them. So I don't know. It could be only if you hit them a lot. And if they hit them a lot, maybe there's a lot of Moser Nefesh. I don't know. Like, what's Mochruch? What's not Mochruch? Well, one thing you do see from here is that, you know, that someone is Moser Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, he's Zoche to Ruach HaKodesh. Mamish is like a fast track. Zoche Mamish to Ruach HaKodesh, which is the highest level of Ruchnius. Just for Moser Nefesh. So we've got to understand what exactly is the Like we spend our whole lives trying to reach Heichem Adregas, high levels of spirituality through the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs. And here we see that simply because they were Moser Nefesh, and it could be they were just Moser Nefesh for one person. It could be none of them produced 100, and one of them produced 5. You know, each one produced 10, and one of them produced 5. So he gave him 95. So now they're gonna hit him for these short 5. So he's helping one Jew, won't get hit. That mysterious nefesh is tremendous amount. When you say about somebody, like we say it so casually, and he was, you know, the person was so Moser Nefesh for the tzibur. So like whatever they do, I was thinking about it, like, you know, a person makes a gemach. Someone was just telling me yesterday, so, you know, someone make a change gemach, because the change machine over here doesn't work. And so everybody wants change, has to walk to the bank. So you save a person from having to walk. Maybe that's a very big mysterious nefesh, you know, but someone has to schlep, guy doesn't have to schlep to walk to the bank to get the change. And because you did it, you went to the bank and you got change for everyone. So not only is it a chesed, but lemaisa you moser nefesh to spare another Jew, another chaver, the extra tzar. So it could be like, I don't know, I would be on the bezin, I would say, yeah, maybe based on the shmuz, you know, give him Ruach Kodesh, put him on the fast track, straight up the Ruach Kodesh. It's pretty amazing. And it's like, it sounds like it's a, you get credit, right? Like Gemilas Chesed is one mitzvah. It's a chesed, you did a chesed. What did the Shotrim do? They did a chesed, you know, all right, hit me. I got people do it, you know, I'll take it. Instead, I take one for the team. But yet, it's more than that. He gets credit for more than a mitzvah. It sounds like he gets credit for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. This is like better than Talmud Torah even. So this is just a fascinating yisod to see this. Okay, so this is just a pure chesed of his Moser Nefesh. Then the Reshiva, v'chein yisa behed yivasei for ever in Yisrael, and the Shiva, they quoted a Rabbi Yisrael, Drush Dalid, Vizel Shaninu Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, V'lo Amar Eretz Chassid, and Amar Eretz cannot be a Chassid, Dehainu Kishenu Shol Eitzel Acher. That's if he's not Shol Eitzel. You don't ask. You know, you're sitting in the next to the Rav, and you don't know what to do. You know, you have Hilcha Shabbos Shalas, and the Rav is sitting right next to you. You have plenty of people to ask, and you don't ask. Is this Borer? Is this Bishal? Is you allowed to do this? Let's say you're sitting on a desert island, whatever, and there's no one to ask. And you're not capable of reaching that level by yourself. So what do? You're stuck. You have no one to ask. And you can't figure it out by yourself. You did everything you could with all of your kochos, and you did the best you could. So who roy l'ruach hakodesh umala nifla le'inerech? This person is eligible for ruach hakodesh and great wondrous heights le'inerech, which is without boundary. Mamish kmo adam agadol b'torah. The same as someone who's a gadol b'torah. I don't know what this next line means. These two people are exactly alike. One guy, he learned with all his kochos, and he mamish learned with his kochos and his whatever he learned for 14 years, and he finished whatever 15 mesechtes. He knows cold, and he said. He said every year 10 chaburas, and 14 years, he said 150 chaburas, and he is able to, you know, write up all his svarim, and he's published them, he has whatever, he's famous, and he has all Kol HaTorah Kula under his belt, and all the shmuzim he knows. Afsha Echad Hesig Harbe, one guy was masig, means he reached a lot. Vasheni lo hesed klal. And the other guy doesn't know one thing, can barely read the Mishnah. He tried every year to read, he couldn't read. He stayed there 14 years and he tried, but nothing went in, or he doesn't know anything, still doesn't know anything. Mikol makom shneim shkulim legamri etz labor yisbarach shmo. Both of them are equal. You see that? Equal. Etz labor yisbarach shmo. I was like blown away. Umavurash afil ama aretz, even ama aretz. What's an ama aretz? Ama aretz is pshuto kamashmo. He's ama aretz. Yochel lagil madrega shu roy l'ruach kodesh. He's able to reach a madrega that he has ruach kodesh. Mamish kmo adam hagadol b'tara. Same as a gadol b'tara. Im nitzel es kol kochosav. If he uses, he mobilizes all of his kochos. So, whoa, it's a big, big thing. Guy shows up to Minyan, he's trying to get it, and he shows up to the Siddurim, he tries to learn halacha, he doesn't know any halacha. And he tries to learn morning seder, never understands what's going on in Shir. And he tries to learn Musar, doesn't know what he's talking about. And tries to learn the afternoon seder, it's like he's davening, same. And nothing goes in. I don't say anything. Why am I doing this? He keeps doing it year after year after year. He keeps trying. At the end of the day, it's time to leave. Okay, sum total, zero. We know it's not zero, but zero. What does he get? Ruach HaKodesh. Same as the fellow who was Masik Harbe. He used all his kochos. Spanish, phenomenal. Also, it's the same, and he uses the same lashon, doesn't he? Does he say ruach kodesh? Haroy l'ruach hakodesh. So I would ask the same kasha, like Torah mevila day, whatever. What was the lashon? Torah brings you to zehiris, to zrizis. Okay, so this guy learned Torah, so it could be it's not as much, but he didn't know the Torah. You think someone learns Torah means you have something to show for it. So the track of Pinchas Ben Yoer, you would think it's, the first step is learning Torah, but okay, you see, what does it mean learning Torah? He's attempting to learn the Torah. Just the attempt to learn Torah gets you onto this track. And just that attempt, I don't know, it doesn't say anything about all the other Pinchas Ben Yoer dargas over here. I assume it's like the Gadol B'Torah, it has to go through the track. So I assume, Lav Davka, he means to skip the other things of the track, but it just means the fact that he didn't attain it doesn't take away from the Torah that he learned. Just the fact that he's attempting to learn it. Because that's definitely the second shmooze. But the third one, gentlemen, this takes the cake. This takes the cake. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. I should have numbered it 1, 2, 3. But, okay, I forgot to. Maisa Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. This is Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. Here we go. Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. I like to look at it in the Sefer because just to know it's right here. Maisa Rabbi Elazar, Perek Rishon. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Shel Aviv Charshim. His father gave him fields to plow. Vayachosh al Gali Hamana, and he was plowing on the Ma'ana, v'yachorish betrushin. He was on the fields. He was plowing the hard fields. Yashav lo v'haya bocha. He was sitting and crying. Amar lo aviv, m'neata bocha. What are you crying? Shema tametzdar shatachorish betarshin. Maybe you're crying, I know, because you have to plow the hard fields. It's rocky. It's very hard. Achshav atachorish al gavi ma'ana. Yashav lo vayabocha. He was crying. Amalo aviv nema tabocha. Shema mitzdar atosha tochorish betrosh. And afshav atochorish agai ma'ana. So I'll have you plow on the soft fields. Yashav lo agai ma'ana vayabocha. So then he was on the soft fields. He was crying. Amalo nema tabocha. Why are you crying? You're still crying. Shema mitzdara atosh atochore shalom ma'ana. You're crying because you have to plow the soft fields? Amar lo lav. No. V'lama taboka, so what are you crying? Amar lo shani mevakesh lo lomad Torah, because I want to learn Torah. Amar lo. So the father said, V'alo ben esim u'shmoneh shanim ata. You see that they, some of the parents didn't want the kids to learn. It didn't start, you know, in America. You know, you're 28 years old already. I don't know. I know many people go through this response. You're 28 years old. V'atam avakish lomad Torah. You want to learn Torah at 28 years old? Elakach lecha isha v'sol lecha banim. Why don't you go get married and go build a family? You'll send them to yeshiva. And then that's how they learn Torah, I presume it means. So asa shtei shabbosos lo tamkum. So for 2 weeks, he fasted. He didn't eat anything. Acha niglo lo elio zachu letov. Elio Navi appeared to him and said, Ben Hurkanez, lama tabocha, what are you crying for? Amalo, mnei shani vakash lo motorah. I want to learn Torah. Amalo, imatam vakash lo motorah, ali l'rishalayim, etzor yochim and zakai. You want to learn, go to Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Okay, there's more to the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, but you have to take a look. It goes on and on. Okay, so the Marzu says he was crying because he had this yearning to learn Torah. He didn't know how he could get it. And he was davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyitin lo Eitz Tova Eich Yasim Uvukasho. He was davening as an Eitz Tova. How can he reach his desired path? Ukdeisa so perak beis a lo bikashim of nekodesh baruch hu Torah. And although I ran out of space on the page, but the Marzu continues, and he mamish points out that over here, that despite the fact here. Despite the fact that he did not attain any of the madrigas of Pinchas ben Yair, he quotes the Mishnah, the Braisa. And he was zocha truach hakodesh, rak al godel cheftzo v'chishko lilmot Torah. He reached the madrega of ruach hakodesh simply, just from the cheshek haTorah. Just from the cheshek, his desire to learn Torah. Rabosai, this even trumps the Rabbi Yisrael that the Rosh Yeshiva quoted. But the Rosh Yeshiva quote, at least the guy didn't attain the Torah that he attempted to learn, but at least he attempted to learn it. He sat there during Seder. This fellow did not even attempt to learn. He just had the Cheshek HaTorah, and early Eliyahu HaNavi, I guess if Eliyahu HaNavi is talking to you, you have Ruach HaKodesh. And the Marzu points out that is exactly what happened. It's just simply from the Cheshek HaTorah. The cheshek of learning Torah, the desire, that yearning, is already brought him to this fast track of Mevila de Ruach HaKodesh. So I was just thinking that, you know, we are very susceptible. The end of this man, and how do you shots up the year? How do you size it up? So I think that there are a lot of different madrigas we could reach. So first of all, for any of the successes we had, wow, I knew that shir, we did that gemara, I have notes on this, I learned some halacha, I definitely understood some of the shmuzim, I went to some vadim, I understood that, and we had hashkafa, we learned, prepared for the siyum, and I learned some blad over here. For that, that's the real Torah, that's mamash you're on the Mesil Sharm track of Torah Mevila De Zahiris, Lazrizis. We all become more inspired Yidden, so we're on that track towards the highest level. That's the mainstream track. But what happens if we analyze, we do a shtickle evaluation, and we find that, oh, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish over here. I should have grown more over here. I should have learned more Mishtabura here. I could have, been more diligent to ride over the sugya here. There are so many different areas in our growth that we may start punching holes in, like kasha. Everybody likes to slug themselves up, kasha. So maybe it wasn't worth it. So then you have the Rashivish shmuz from Rabbi Yisrael. Just the fact that you showed up, you were there, you came to the shmuz, you came to the shir, as hard as it was, especially if you didn't understand what was going on, but I went through that siddurim, I sat there with my chavrusa, and you're right, my chavrusa maybe knew what was going on better than me, but I didn't know what was going on, but just the mere fact that you attempted to go through that seder, Gevaldik, says Rabbi Yisrael, shakul, shkulim heim, they're mamish the same. One fellow said 10 chaburas a year, 14 years, so I don't say chaburas a year, but it's trying to make it dramatic, 140 chaburas, print a very big sefer, get a haskama from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, anyone will give you a haskama on that kind of sefer, and hand it out, and he's the talk of town, he's got the best shidduch, he wrote such svarim, kuntras, and gevaldik. The guy sitting next to him, or his chavrusa, who didn't namish, not know one thing he was talking about, sat there the whole time, came out, ki ens the halacha. You have any insights on the chaburas, on the thing, you was chavrusa? No, were they good chaburas? I don't know. Shutfin, I don't know. Partners, I never got what that means. Shutfin. I can never get the sister's brother's husband. I never got that straight. Eishes ach. Always got confused. Eishes ach. Don't really chop that. Could never get the whole mesachta straight. But the fact that you just simply went through the siddurim, what happens? Shkulim heim. Mamish the same. The Ribono Shel'Olam's eyes. Mamish the same. And just merely the yearning, if a person was, I'd be very careful. At the end of this month, I don't mind saying this. It's the last day of this month. But even if you couldn't come to any Seder, you just sat there in the dorm and couldn't get up for Shachris, Mincha, Marv, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder, just those. And you couldn't do it. And you sat there in the dorm, I wish I could learn. Sat there just depressed, whatever, down. I wish I can come learn. This is not a shmooze you want to say at the beginning of this month. You say this at the end of this month. Rebbe, why don't you tell me this at the beginning of this month? I would have had such a good time by the pool table, But you just would have yearned. I yearn. You sat there crying, like Lazarus and Hercules, you sat there crying. I want to learn, and I can't, I'm so down, I can't go learn. Just that yearning itself is worth the year in yeshiva. I don't recommend to do that. Get some professional help. We can help you. You know, there are better ways to get to Ruach HaKodesh to try and get you on the mainstream track. But even that itself, you shouldn't feel bad about, because that yearning itself is kedai. And on that note, you know, it's just mind-boggling that we have a whole yeshiva, you know, 30 fellas plus fellas going to Eretz Yisrael. You know, people ask me. I got calls this week from people who heard that the yeshiva is going to Eretz Yisrael. They want to know if they could join. Their sons were not even in yeshiva. So I said, I knew we had a couple of slots. So I didn't just say no, even though I thought I was going to say no. But I figured I could ask first. Like, I told them, you know they're going to learn basically three starim a day for 5 weeks. You know that, right? Is he able to do that? You know, Shabbos at 7, whatever, a.m., and then they finish at 11 o'clock at night. That's what I said, you know. That's what they're doing 5 weeks. What? I thought they're going to go to Tzfat and Eilat and Negev, and they thought it's like a backpack and sneakers trip. I said, no, I don't think so. I mean, I'll check with Ari Lubin again. You know, I don't think so. I think they're going there. No, I don't think they could do that. You know, it's like just the fact that people are going to Eretz Yisrael to learn during the summer. You're going to Eretz Yisrael and investing money and your time and going just to learn yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. It's not even the easiest time to learn Eretz Yisrael. It's probably hotter than Miami, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. Just to go to Eretz Yisrael, just to go learn in Yerushalayim. Wow, what does that say for the Chukas HaTorah, for the Cheshek of Torah? The person wants to be in yeshiva and to learn. It's envious. People are envious that you have. You know, it was announced at the board meeting last week, right? Lubin announced that the whole yeshiva going through, they didn't know. You know, and it's also not costing them anything. He worked it all out internally, and the whole yeshiva is going to Eretz Yisrael. It's like mind-boggling that you have a yeshiva that the guys are going to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn for summer's month. It's just absolutely amazing. So, you know, Kol HaKavod, it's amazing. Accomplishment. It's a testimony to all of you that you supported this initiative. You know, the years I was here, there was no Sommersman. You know, couldn't get anyone to stay for Sommersman. And just the fact that, you know, the yeshiva is going to pass Tisha B'Av is just like also mind-boggling that everyone's, you know, participating. You know, for those who can't participate, just amazing. So I just want to give a bracha to all of you that no matter which track you're on, you should be zocha to reach the highest levels of the Ruach HaKodesh from any and all tracks that you participate in. Shkoyach.